An anniversary today, a very happy birthday to Delta Airlines, a milestone day for them, in fact.
Yeah, 100, that's a big-time birthday. They started actually in March 2nd, 1925, and they started as Huff Dalen Dusters. They were a crop duster, and that's how they got started. They had 18 planes, about 30 employees, which was impressive back in the day, and they ended up starting off as a crop dusting company, decided to start carrying mail and then passengers, and moved the location from Macon, Georgia, over to Monroe, Louisiana. Started from there with a few cities, and obviously they grew from there. And when they were in Monroe, they decided to try to expand operations, and nearby was the Biedenharden family. That's the family that was the first bottler of Coke, and you had that family decide to help Delta by becoming one of the first major shareholders, helping them to get off the ground, if you will, which is why it's really hard to ever find a Pepsi on board a Delta flight. But, you know, I remember my first airline job was in Monroe, Louisiana. Jeff, one of the things I remember when I was down there in the early 80s was Delta was considering flying to Hawaii. And it was the first time they were going to have a flight that was going to go over the water. And within the industry, there was a kind of a chuckle, like, haha, isn't it nice that that little airline from the South is going to try to be a big boy now and fly to, you know, Hawaii. And now look at them. Delta is one of the biggest carriers in the world. I think second number busiest flights per day. They fly all over the world. And, yeah, plus they gave their employees profit sharing on the 14th of February of $1.4 billion. It was like a five-week paycheck as a thank you for doing a good job. So Delta has come a long way in 100 years.
And that's a long way from crop dusting.
If you've ever seen a crop duster, I'd never seen them until I went to the South. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it's those pilots know what they're doing.
Exactly. They have to know what they're doing, and but they've gone a long way from just merely sailing over the waters to Hawaii to accomplish something and get people where they want to go. The safety record of 2024 versus 2025 is surprising to most people, and you point out for good reason.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we love saying that flying is safer than driving. And when you consider over 9 million commercial flights operate a year, that's very true. In fact, I could take it a step further and say that flying is safer than walking down the street, which sounds ridiculous, but it's true when you look at the stats. But the National Transportation Safety Board, they put out these stats on accidents and fatalities. And we looked at the number of accidents. This is in general aviation and commercial. And in the month of January, we had 64 reported accidents, and in February, 55. And when you look at those 2 months, and then you look at the history, Jeff, that's the safest 2 months of travel in aviation that we've had in 20 years. Now, look, given the increased media coverage, I agree, it certainly doesn't feel that way. But when you look at it, I mean, again, 9 million flights a year. We went 16 years without an aviation disaster here in the United States. That's not on accidents because you have the great training of the crews, incredible technology, mechanics, everybody's doing their job. But, again, it just reflects just how incredibly safe aviation is. And, of course, every time you have a bird strike or turbulence or anything else, it's going to certainly hit the news and people are going to freak out. But those things happen all the time as it is. It's just rarely are they reported unless there's some injuries or something like that. But, look, I'll climb on board a commercial flight, take my 8 grandkids, my wife, my mom, and I really would. I'm not concerned. That's me personally because aviation remains to be incredibly safe.
And it's safer than walking. That's remarkable to
learn. That's my stat because when you look at it and do the numbers, it kind of is because a lot of people get hurt walking down the street. And it's a lot safer to fly, if you can believe it.
Absolutely. So there's also a rising issue with hub delays.
Yeah, we've got, if anybody's traveling today, they're always like, Jay, if I'm flying today, it looks like Atlanta could get in the way later today with some delays. But I'm thinking they're going to be late in the day. I think they're going to be minor. So that means we're going to celebrate the two of you and I talking and kicking off the week on probably one of the better days of the week to fly. So if you pick the day to head to the airport, the gold star, you picked a good one.